Do you like sketching or painting outdoors? Many artists love to paint outdoors, or en plein air as it is known, so they can look at how light and colours change in the landscape during the day, depending on the weather and time. The artist Roland Wakelin painted this picture of Berry's Bay en plein air. He particularly wanted to show how the light affected the colours of the water, the trees, distant buildings and the grass in the foreground. Notice how the grass is made up of many different flecks of colour. How many colours can you spot? Roland Wakelin draws our attention to different parts of the picture with lines, shapes, changes in detail and colour. Move your eyes around the picture, from the man in the foreground, to the sweeping lines of the trees and hillside, to the water and houses on the bay, and finally to the city in the background. Did you notice how your eyes zigzag around the picture? Now look back at the man. What do you think he is doing? Perhaps he is sketching or painting. Or do you think he is about to get something delicious to eat out of a lunchbox? Look at how his shadow is directly underneath him. What time of day do you think it is? It looks like the middle of the day when the sun is high up in the sky, so shadows are short. Perhaps you've noticed how your own shadow becomes longer when the sun starts to go down in the late afternoon. But this painting is about more than just colour and light, because if you look closely, what can you see weaving its way along the top of the middle hillside? It's a steam train. The artist has included the train and the distant smoky city skyline to remind us of the great changes that were happening in Sydney at this time. The city was growing as more people moved here to live and work, so bushy scenes like this one were gradually being affected by the expanding city. Luckily, in some parts of Sydney, you can still feel like you are in the bush, even though you are in the heart of a modern, busy city.